but it tastes like seeds.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. I've like I said, I've been drinking this pretty much. You make them yourself; they're good for 3 days.
Okay, that's good. That's a good tip. From
when you make them, so put them in the fridge. We put ours in mason jars. Just seal them up tight.
I want to say something, and people call. Oh, Colin! I almost said Colin. That's not gonna work. Don't call. let us know. This might be the most hippy dippy thing we've ever done on this show.
What, made our own seed?
Yes.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We really appreciate you guys listening each week, and we also appreciate you guys leaving those reviews in iTunes and on the Apple Podcast app.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it may not seem like a lot, but trust me, it goes a long way. We really do appreciate it. You know what else we would appreciate? You guys visiting the addictedtofitnesspodcast.com website. You want to know? You want to know why? Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why, because we just added a new little feature to the website. It's actually our shop page. Excuse me. It's actually our shop page where we list a couple items that we've talked about on the podcast and that we kind of, I call it like the ATF approved products. So
yeah.
There are items and that we really believe in, and you know, you guys can actually shop through that page. One of them is Stick Mobility. You guys know we heard the episode with Dennis Dunphy, the co-founder. The Addicted to Fitness podcast and ET Tampa is now an affiliate of Stick Mobilities, as you'll see on our shop page. So if you guys are interested in maybe investing in some sticks and then checking out our social channels to get some instructional videos, please do so by clicking through that banner you see on the shop page.
Go get some sticks.
Yes, that's right. So time to play with some sticks, okay? Your mother said never do that. Now it's time to play with sticks.
See, I didn't go that far.
Okay. Anyways, there's also some little Amazon links you guys will see there that of products that we talk about on the podcast, as I mentioned, or products that we review on the podcast, which is a little bit of a foreshadowing for today's episode.
Yeah, and I love it when like podcasts and bloggers and things put the shops with all the products that mm-hmm. they use, because certain ones I trust that they've vetted products, and it means I don't have to.
Right.
So we've already gone through and we've vetted all these products.
Yeah.
So we're not putting just any old crap up there. These are things that we've tried, tested, and have given the seal of approval. The right. ATF seal of approval.
That's right. Yeah. And you guys can actually, if you shop through our page, go through our shop page, click the link on the item, and it'll take you to Amazon. That actually helps support the podcast. So we really appreciate you guys doing that. So bookmark addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. All right. Now, listeners talk back. I don't know. Does that need some music?
I am the one that usually does the music, yeah. So I'm impressed that you're doing a little ditty.
I don't know what a listener's talk back segment music should be.
I don't know. I think we can just go right into it.
It's like Morse code.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Anyway, nobody knows what Morse code is. There's 7 people out there that know what that is,
I think people know what that is.
All right, we're not that old, right?
That's like pretty... I think they still use it.
I'm sure the military still does.
We're getting off on a tangent.
Independence Day. I know they used it in Independence Day to beat the aliens, which is a great documentary. Anyways,
that's old.
As she said, we're going off on a tangent. Let's bring it back to the listeners talk back, because we've actually had a bunch of listeners talking back to us this past week, thanks to Stick Mobility, the aforementioned Stick Mobility. They shared the episode with the co-founder, Dennis Dunphy, on their page, and then there was other people that were, I believe, followers of Stick Mobility that shared the podcast also. So we really appreciate your guys' support, and we also got a brand new review on both our Addicted to Fitness Facebook page and in iTunes from another Stick Mobility fan, Alistair.
Yeah, if this guy, if we had like gold stars, like ATF gold stars, you get a gold star, Alistair, because
yes.
You did it perfect.
Yes. He said in iTunes, he left his review was, you guys have good flow, great info, and easy to listen to. Especially love the Stick Mobility episode with Dennis Dunphy. Of course, why not? Keep spreading the positivity and helpful insights. So thank you, Alistair. That was a great, great review. And you guys, hopefully it's a little of an example for anybody who hasn't done a review yet. Please do so. iTunes or the Apple Podcast
app. Yeah, you also get a shout out on the podcast.
Damn right. All right, so transitioning. I just tried to combine transfer and transition into transfer.
Dangerous time for you.
Okay, so we're going to training recap.
I feel like this should not be called a training recap anymore because it so does not focus on training.
Not as much. Sometimes it does.
If you cannot tell by that and my super sexy voice.
Yes, Cassandra. She's back.
I'm back.
That's a throwback.
I know. We're going to like go back and find that episode. I have a cold. We're learning that when you're child first starts school, it is a petri dish, and they are going to get sick, and they're going to get you sick, and now we've both been sick.
Yep.
And I just, like, for whatever reason, I just get this kind of sickness whenever I get a cold. I turn into Cassandra with the deep raspy voice.
Uh-huh.
So yes. This is as low as I can go. And I can't start laughing or else I will start hacking. So yes. I have my peppermint tea here. But
we've been going through a lot of peppermint tea this week.
It's freaking amazing. Yes. That's why. I don't know if anybody's used
it. You almost cursed. I saw it in your face. You almost said the other F word.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, anyways.
But yeah, if you haven't used peppermint tea when you're sick, it's freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And
I enjoy it too.
It's so soothing. Like, I would drink it all day long. I have been drinking it most of the day. So, in the fact that you stopped drinking coffee for a couple days.
I did. I had it several days.
And we're drinking peppermint tea
yeah,
instead.
I did,
that's
believe it or not.
A huge thing.
I know. It's crazy.
So you had asked me what I had done differently when I have been sick this past week versus the norm, and I figured I would just share a few of those little tips. First and foremost, the second I found out that I was getting the drippy nose, I mean, let's just all say what it is. Excessive mucus. No one wants to say the sexy words, but we're going to say them. I know for me personally that there are two major contributors for mucus, and that's dairy and also refined sugars. So I immediately cut those two out of my diet, which was super hard because you had gotten some of our favorite ice cream from a local place that night.
On Father's Day.
Yeah, and I think, like, you know, it was Father's Day, the first day I was sick, so I, like, avoided the cheeses at breakfast and... Yeah, that was a fun day to start. But then I also steered clear of as many inflammatory foods as possible. So, like, there are a number of vegetables, fruits in the nightshade family, like tomatoes and things, that are actually inflammatory, as are carbohydrates. Regardless whether they're refined or complex carbs. I tried to steer clear of as many of those as I possibly could as well. And I do feel like it helped. Even though it still, like, got into my chest and everything, they always get into my chest. So those were just some kind of dietary adjustments. And I actually felt, like, otherwise, my stomach felt freaking great.
Yeah.
Getting off those, like, three things.
And you doubled down on the probiotics, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I take probiotics. I think I went through 30 capsules in, like, 5 days.
Uh-huh.
Because I was just taking them morning, noon, and night. And I was taking, like, two at a time.
Yeah. You double, you know, Dr. Rhonda Patrick would be proud of you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. So, I also really stayed up on my vitamins, my supplements, making sure that I was getting all the nutrients that I could possibly get. And one of the things, because I went off of dairy, leads us as a teaser.
Yeah.
To what we're going to be talking about. So keep that in mind.
Yes.
As we go over to Nick's training recap.
Yeah, I don't want to, it's going to be short and sweet. You know, obviously, still getting all the training sessions in for clients, but one thing I'm doing for yours truly is getting weekly massages now. Actually,
sounds lovely.
I've got a someone in the neighborhood that, I'll be honest, I'm exchanging services with. I'm training her once a week, and she's providing me a massage once a week.
Awesome.
Which is, yeah, trust me, very, I love that aspect, very perks of the job. So I get a massage, a 60-minute massage from her, and she gets a 60-minute personal training workout for me. And she's super awesome. You guys can actually check out, I put her on the Instagram story, so you guys probably won't see it now. It's already gone. But anyways, Restore Me Massage Therapy here in Seminole Heights, Florida. So if there's anybody listening local, check out Monique and Restore Me Massage Therapy.
Very good.
Yes. So I don't want to, you gave the teaser, so let's jump into the teaser. You were talking about
staying
away from dairy.
Back from there. So, yes. Yeah. So, in the process of staying away from dairy, we ran out of our normal, like, non-dairy milk, which we drink, like, a combination of coconut almond milk. What's the brand? Catalia or something like that?
For which one? Oh, the almond
milk?
We normally
drink. It's like an almond-coconut hybrid.
Do you want to go look real quick?
So, the normal one that we drink is by Khalifa Farms. So, not Wiz Khalifa.
Wiz Khalifa Farms, gotcha.
No, that one. Oh, okay. Khalifa.
Oh, okay.
And it's the toasted coconut. It's a coconut-almond milk blend.
Yeah.
So, and it's no sugar added, and it's pretty good. I was having real issues knowing how much water it takes to actually grow almonds, that I was like, oh God, I need to get off almond milk. So I feel like this was like my transient milk.
Yeah, it's good. And
my transition milk. That's what it's called.
Transient milk.
It moves.
Gee, wow. But yeah, this one's good. Also, I think it says, 15% more calcium than regular milk?
So it's fortified.
Yes.
In other words.
Well, I mean, it might be from the coconut or the almond, the calcium.
But the lime and the coconut.
Does it
come with tequila?
I hope not. That'd be disgusting. It also has 4 grams of fat, 1 gram of protein, 0 grams of sugar, which is really awesome. It does have some monk fruit extract in it, but it's pretty good. I use it sometimes too, and I enjoy it. You know, normally I'm using the canned coconut milk from TJ's. That's what I like for my non-dairy substitute, I should say.
Yeah, well, we were pretty much out of this one this week, and I had already done the grocery shopping, so I turned to some of my favorite bloggers, actually, and looked up recipes for how to make your own non-dairy milk. And kind of in our research for looking up recipes, there are a crap ton of different kinds of non-dairy milk. I mean, I knew that there was like probably like 5, maybe 6, but there is way more than I thought. And so many brands now in the biz.
Yeah, so we're looking at Food and Wine. Did you mean to do that? Oh, okay, sorry. I thought you made me stop talking. Shannon just kicked me, and I was like,
thanks.
What? Did I say something wrong? So we're on a Food and Wine article, and it is non-dairy milk taste tested and rank according to their Food and Wine guys. So we've got, I don't know if this is ranked. Where is the ranking at?
I don't know.
So we're just going to go through. I don't know
this
about
the
ranking.
This is really, this we is went extensive. Through this because we thought this was an interesting article because they had some that I've not heard of.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was interesting coming from foodies, especially, that they tried all these.
So, first one is peanut milk.
Didn't know that was a thing. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You can milk an almond, apparently. Why can't you milk a peanut?
A very experimental nut milk, one taste tester said. Was biting gassy taste. Oh, gosh. They're going to get all
We're not going to get into the taste tests of all of these. You can check out the article. Have it in our show notes if you want to kind of read their thoughts about it. You know, they speak in their very foodie sort of review way.
And the next one is rice milk, which I've actually seen in the store for a while now.
I used to drink rice milk when I was vegan, actually. It's not bad.
Not bad?
Yeah, I put it in my cereal, though, which turned it into, like, sweet goodness.
So. I do like this article. It looks like they're putting it in coffee to see how it affects the taste of coffee. So, not mad at that. Anyways, next one is one I think we actually talked on the podcast about before. I know I wrote an article.
I'm pretty sure we've tried this one.
Oh, I know we've tried this one.
Yeah.
We've had this brand at the house, and I think I wrote an article. I know I wrote an article in Elemental Tampa about it, is Ripple, which is pea protein milk.
It's too thick, in my opinion.
You think so?
It was too thick for me.
I like the...
Don't even say anything. Don't even do it.
This is a clean show. Okay? I don't even know what you're trying to insinuate. that was pea protein, which I think... honestly, from a lot of ones I've seen, which apparently there's a lot now, so a lot more now than I'm aware of. And this most nutritious, I believe, as far as protein and fat. It really stands out above the other ones. Cashew milk.
Yep.
I know I've seen that one for a little while. Whoever makes almond milk, that big almond milk brand, I can't remember who it is, but they make cashew milk too.
Almond Breeze?
Maybe it's that one. Yeah, maybe it's that. Brown rice milk. Interesting. I guess there's regular rice milk, so why not brown rice milk, right?
I guess.
Is it chocolate milk? Chocolate. Brown rice? No? Okay. Sorry. Soy milk, that's one we know for a while.
That might be the brand you're thinking about.
Yes, you're right. So, well, soy milk's been around a while, and I think I saw some articles saying how that's the most nutritious non-dairy alternative, which I don't know. I think that pea protein's got to beat, I think. I know soy is high in protein, though. Coconut milk, we talked about that already. Make sure you go to, you know, for a lot of these alternative ones, you got to make sure you check the sugar content because sometimes they load them up with sugar to make them appetizing. hazelnut milk, another nut milk.
That's an expensive nut.
Yeah.
That must be an expensive nut milk.
This brand is Elmhurst. I've seen a couple of these at the Publix. They have the Elmhurst. They have several of them. The ones we've listed. The peanut milk was one. I don't know where the other one was yet. Oh, the brown rice. Yeah. And the cashew. So let's see. Keep going down the list. Man, I can't believe there's 15.
There's so
banana
many.
Banana milk. What?
What?
Made from bananas and cinnamon. Moola. Moola banana milk.
Moola. That's interesting.
Huh, it says it turns coffee into a sweet cinnamon treat. I don't mind the amount of that.
Yellow milk. Bananas, but I don't know if I want bananas in my milk.
It says 60 calories per serving. Interesting.
You'll have to taste test it later.
I haven't seen that at the store yet. I have seen this one, another Elmhurst, another nut one, walnut milk.
Okay, why is it called milked walnuts, though?
I don't know.
Can you milk a walnut?
Apparently, well,
you can milk
anything. Yeah, you can milk anything. Anything with nipples, right? We're going to prove him wrong.
Oh, gosh.
And anything without. Maple nose. Almond milk, of course. That's in there. Blue Diamond, I think that was the one I was thinking about. Flaxseed milk. Interesting. Have you drank this? Or flax milk?
I feel like I have at some point. I think the next few I actually have had before.
It has omega-3, which is really good, really important, especially for people who are vegan.
Yeah.
This is one you've been talking about a lot as of late.
Well, I feel like they finally, and I know why I've been talking about it lately. They finally found distribution, and I think probably, like, a way to get it over to the U.S. because it's oat milk.
Yeah.
It's very popular in, where is it?
Australia? No.
Sweden?
Sweden.
Sweden. I think it's actually Swedish.
Oh.
It was started in Sweden. So they drink it there, and then they brought it over to the UK, so it got really popular there. But now it's popping up everywhere, and they have it at most grocery stores now, Oatly.
And Oatly, yeah, that's the brand.
I think the reason that we didn't go for it previously was because it's got a lot of carbs.
Yeah. Huh. I'd be interested in seeing more. Because I know that Elmer's actually puts out an oat milk, too.
Yeah.
That they sell in public. So the next one, macadamia milk. Man, yeah, another talk about rich.
Really expensive nut milk.
Wow, interesting. Yeah, I'd like to see what the price of that one is. So, yeah, that was the list they had for us, man. What else, out of those ones, which one would you like to try the most? We've got macadamia.
Which one?
We've got Oatly. We've got the banana milk. We've got flax milk.
One that I haven't tried already?
Have you tried all those other nut milks, like walnut milk and stuff?
Well, that's what I mean. Like,
oh, yeah, one you haven't tried yet.
I think I would like to try walnut milk.
Oh, interesting.
I like walnuts.
You like walnuts, eh?
You're going to make me start coughing again?
I think I'm gonna do the macadamia. That or the banana milk. Just want to see what's going on with the banana milk. I'd like to see what the nutritional facts are,
actually,
too.
Actually, yeah, I think the banana milk is very intriguing. But actually, there were a couple milks that aren't on that list. That are sitting in front of us.
Yeah.
Because I found a recipe for how to make seed milks. So you will have heard that you can probably break down most of the non-dairy milks we just went through into three categories. It's either a actual, like, fruit or vegetable, a nut, or a seed.
Okay. Yeah, like a plant protein.
It's like a plant. It's a plant, a seed, or a nut.
Gotcha.
And I found a really good recipe on one of my new favorite bloggers, actually. And she had a bunch of seed milks that I had never even thought about before. So I made some. I actually made homemade style.
What two are we going to be trying today?
Sunflower.
Sunflower milk, okay.
And hemp.
Hemp milk, ooh.
Because we already know we're big fans of hemp.
Yes.
And we already know the benefits.
That's right. All right, so we have two jars of the seed milk sitting right in front of us. I actually just prepared these a little while ago, so these are fresh. Earlier in the week, Shannon prepared some hemp milk, and I got to try some of it already, but I wasn't around for the preparation. But I did it today, and it looked very, like, not thick, but not thin, you know, kind of, you know, very milk-like, you know, so it was very, I was kind of like, I wouldn't say impressed, but it was very kind of like interesting. And then I made the sunflower milk, and that was really interesting because it thickened up. It had like a real thick foam in there, and it's really thick, you know, compared to the hemp milk.
Yeah, and one thing we should say that's different about this preparation of seed milk is that for seeds, you don't strain like the pulp out, so you know when you make an almond milk or cashew milk, you end up having to strain the milk and separate out the solids, and it's just like the, you know, the juices.
So it's almond juice.
I was gonna say nut juice, yeah. But that sounds disgusting.
Clean show, come on.
I am very clean. So the seed milk is everything. You just put it in a blender. It's one part seed to three parts water.
Yep.
Basically. And you can soak the seeds, but we didn't. And we're going to do a taste test here live because we haven't actually tried the sunflower seeds.
Yep.
We've tried the hemp, but we have not tried it by itself.
Right. Hand me that bag, the hemp. We're using, or we used, I'm going to butcher this, Navitas?
It's either Navitas or Navitas.
Navitas organic hemp seeds. Look, quick nutritional facts for 1.5 tablespoons, and we used, I think it was about 3/4 of a cup.
It's one cup.
I know, there's only 3/4 left in the bag, so I just said the water, don't worry. So, 1.5 tablespoon of these hemp seeds contain 7 grams of fat, 1 gram of carbohydrates from the dietary fiber, and then 4 grams of protein. It also contains 10% of your daily amount of iron, and then 25% of your daily amount of magnesium.
That's pretty good.
I don't know how to transfer. I mean, I'm sure I know if I did the math, but I'm not going to sit here and do math for you guys to see how much is per serving. But now the sunflower seeds is for a 1/4 cup, and we used a full cup, so we're going to multiply our 1/4 cup serving. We'll say 12 grams of fat, 7 grams of carb, 3 of which are from fiber, no sugar, and 6 grams of protein. That's pretty interesting. Sunflower seeds, 6 grams of protein.
Well, and seeds are like a fantastic thing if you you do have any kind of nut sensitivities. Mm-hmm. Needs.
Yeah.
Seeds actually do pack a pretty powerful nutrition profile, and I think they get forgotten about. I know I forget about them.
Right. So I don't know what happens to maybe if there's any like glycemic load or anything like that that happens, but based on how many much sunflower seeds I put in, there is 48 grams of fat, 28 grams of carbs, and then 24 grams of protein in that jar.
I'm measuring out our samples here.
So if you do about 8-ounce servings, there is 6 8-ounce servings in there. So you just multiply all those, or multiply, divide them by 6, and that would be your per serving. But 8 ounces of this is a lot. I don't know if I can. Well, you had 8 ounces. You were using that this week, I think. What were you putting it on?
I used it for matcha, and I used it for my golden lattes, my turmeric lattes.
Yeah, I put a little bit in my coffee.
Another anti-inflammatory thing that I was trying to drink. Which one are you starting with?
I'll start with the hemp.
All right, we're starting with hemp milk. Yep. So it is thinner. I would say it's like similar to a skim milk in thickness.
Yeah, but it's not that thin. It's not like watery thin.
It's not water. It does leave like, you know.
Obviously, it smells.
Smells like.
Very nutty.
Smells like plants.
Yeah,
it's like.
It's
like grass and nuts combined together, which makes perfect sense because that's a seed.
It's weird, like almost like a celery smell.
Kind of, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, so now we're going to taste it. And just looking at it, there's a little bit of, it looks probably some of the shell, I'm guessing, that was on the hemp seeds. So there's some little flecks in here.
It looks like pepper. It looks gently like peppered milk. Seeds.
Yes, that's exactly. That's good comparison. All right, now I'm tasting.
But it's very smooth because we basically blended its life.
The Jesus out of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's life away. It tastes very. It's surprisingly creamy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Very true.
It's not. I actually like that it's not very thick.
Right.
Because I think it would be overwhelming if it was really thick. But it tastes like seeds.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all. I've like I said, I've been drinking this pretty much. You make them yourself. They're good for 3 days.
Okay. That's good. That's a good
tip. From when you make them. So put them in the fridge. We put ours in mason jars. Just seal them up tight.
I want to say something, and people call, Colin. I almost said Colin. That's not going to work. Don't call. let us know. This might be the most hippy-dippy thing we've ever done on this show.
What? In our own seed milk?
Yes. This might be the most hippy-dippy thing we've ever. We've done a lot, too, and I think we're in the realm of hippy-dippy.
And I don't know. I mean, you tried CBD oil.
Yeah, we tried flotation therapy. We've done a lot of stuff on this. So if any regular listeners, let us know if this is the most hippy-dippity thing we've ever done.
Yeah, rank it.
We're super hipsters now.
Let us know if this is just put us over the edge.
Yeah. All right. So now let's go to the.
It's not like we're making our own kombucha.
Yeah, not yet. We would.
That would be amazing.
I know. It's like we would. Trust me, we would. All right. So I feel like I got to shake this a little bit more.
I'm doing a palate cleanser in between.
Oh, you're so fancy.
I'm so fancy. It's mostly because I'm gonna cough.
It does coat your mouth. I'll say that hemp seed, the hemp milk, coats your mouth. Probably not meant to be drank just on its own. I guess you can if you really wanted to.
But if you wanted to.
That would be tough, I think. It's hard to drink a whole cup of that.
I don't usually drink milk by itself.
No, I think if like going in coffee or going in the matcha latte, not matcha, but matcha and then the golden latte, like you said. Or maybe, I think, I put in maybe for mixing up like an oatmeal or something like that. If you want to use oatmeal instead of water.
Or cereal.
Yep.
Whatever.
All right.
Smoothies.
So, is your palate cleansed?
It is. Now, the sunflower, I have noticed there is a little bit, I would say, I think there's like oil in it.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely oils in the seeds. In this seed, for sure. There's a lot.
There's an actual like layer of oil just since I poured it that accumulated in the middle.
If you've ever seen like sunflower butter instead of peanut, in like the peanut butter aisle, you'll definitely have that little oil separation on top.
Yep. So I wonder if this will be like peanuts.
I mean, it smells very sunflowery. I mean, I know this smell from playing baseball for so long. This is freaking.
It does.
It smells like baseball to me.
It smells like baseball.
It's just like sunflower seeds always remind me of baseball.
It reminds me of summer.
Yeah, that's a good point,
too. It's like summer in a cup.
All right, here we go.
It's lighter. Like, even though it's thicker, it's a lighter taste.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to say, I thought you meant texture-wise. I think it's a little thicker texture.
It's thicker texture, but as far as flavor-wise, it's a lot lighter.
Yeah, it's not that prominent of a flavor.
No, I mean, it's like after you eat a bunch of sunflowers, you might have, like, the leftover remnant taste of sunflowers, but it's not as strong as I feel like the hemp seed was.
Yeah. I feel like my mouth is coated in sunflowers now. It's not exactly bad.
Well, I mean, the good thing is that you retain all the fiber in this method without, you're not straining out pieces.
Yeah, we're not straining it out, but I think when you break it down.
Oh, no.
Because you break it down you're breaking it down smaller than your mouth can break it down. Well, like when you do a smoothie.
Right.
You still put, like, if you put spinach in a blender, if you break it down into small pieces, you don't get as much fiber as
you might not get as much.
Yeah, but it's not eliminating the fiber. I got it.
Oh, my gosh. She almost knocked the whole thing of sunflower seeds on the ground.
No, correct. I agree. You're right.
So instead of not having any fiber is what I mean.
Right.
There's actual fiber still in here.
Oh, yeah. I'm chewing some of it right now. I'm chewing the fiber.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that one coats your mouth a little bit more than the hemp seed does. The hemp
milk. Would say this would be better for, like, smoothies.
Yeah,
and stuff
good point.
Like that. This would be a really good addition to smoothies.
Yeah, especially, for all our vegan friends out there, if you're looking to add some protein. This was, what did I do? I did the math. It's what? So that is...
Oh, wow.
24... grams in that thing of protein. So if you do 8, so there's like probably about 4 grams of protein per serving of an 8-ounce serving. So that's pretty good. When you're looking for a vegan, I mean, you're got to find those protein sources, so that's good.
Yeah, it's not really that hard. But, yeah.
This is a nice addition, though.
This is good. I mean...
It's interesting because they both have like a layer on the top of almost like foam. You know? So I'm interested to kind of like...
That might... Yeah, I don't know.
Well, like what is that? I'm sure it has to do with the aeration or something.
Probably.
So it's... But interesting. And like I said,
Do you have a favorite?
Hemp milk, yeah.
I know. I would say hemp milk.
And the sesame. I keep calling it sesame. Sunflower seed milk is just... It's a little too thick for me. You know?
Yeah.
I think we maybe add a little bit more water next time. That might help it thin it out. What do you think?
That's what I think. I do think that it's just always going to be a little bit chunkier.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know if
it's a great one thing.
Like I said, I think it'd be great in smoothies. One thing I think I want to try still is pepitas, which is pumpkin seeds.
Oh, okay. Because
pumpkins, by the way, you have to use the raw form of the seeds, so not the roasted, lightly salted seeds that you get sometimes in the store. Use the raw ones, and raw pumpkin seeds are green, and the milk comes out this, like, seafoamy green color, which would just be fun.
Well,
it's the artist side of me.
Well, maybe, like, as we mentioned, we like these hemp product right here. If there was another product, like another our go-to non-dairy milk that we use, maybe the Khalifa, we'll go ahead and maybe put in a link on our shop page, you know, or another product that
can
we
get approve. Those on Amazon?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out.
We'll find out.
If we do.
If they're on Amazon, then we'll include a link to them.
Yeah, yeah. So I know because I think Amazon's getting more into grocery, right?
Yeah.
So
and they did buy Whole Foods. So
there you go. So yeah. So once again, guys, check out that addictedtofitnesspodcast.com shop page. Look for maybe our favorite non-dairy milk might be up there. And if you do some shopping, click through our website and Stick Mobility. Try it out. Trust me.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it. You got anything else for them?
I don't think so.
You don't think?
I feel like I just ate so many seeds.
I know. I got to go brush my teeth. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness Podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes store. Thanks.
I just can't laugh.
Sorry.
It's awful.
I'm making too many jokes.
You're just so funny.
So
I almost laughed again.